Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Temperatures tonight will be in the mid-70s for Cam Hayward's annual celebrity softball game, which is where we are right now, at the home of the Wild Things, EQT Park. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Game time is 7 o'clock. Still have 2 hours and change to get down here and watch it. Some tickets still available. Wild Things website is where you can go, or you can get them at the door here. Defense versus offense. I have a lineup that I'm trying to put together here with Donnie for our team, which is stacked. Cam Hayward, James Harrison, Jack Sawyer.
Where are you hitting yourself?
Alex Highsmith. I'm not hitting. Donnie and I don't hit.
You don't?
No, we're the coaches.
Oh, that's right. Well, you're pitching, though.
Well, so is Callis.
So it's like kind of a player-coach, like Bill Russell situation.
Yeah, they're Frank just kind Robinson. Of like a designated pitcher.
Yeah, because people don't want to risk getting hit by a line drive, especially guys that have multi-million dollar NFL
I'm imagining
contracts.
James Harrison hitting a liner right back to Callis. You ever see the video of the guy getting shot in the stomach with the cannonball? Like the old-timey strongman? He just rips a liner right into Callis' stomach, and it just ripples, and Callis goes, ho, 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 I caught that one.
I thought when Hayward was on with us, he, in a very diplomatic way, because even though he is a huge person and a very tough guy, is still probably semi-scared of James Harrison, said in the most diplomatic way possible that he did not think James Harrison was much of a softball player.
He did, correct. He did say...
Did you get that vibe too, Don?
Yeah, but he also made it clear, don't bat him ninth.
Yeah. You think I should hit Chris Kirkpatrick ninth from NSYNC?
I think that's probably fine.
I think you could... What if you said to him, I was always more of a Backstreet Boys guy myself.
But I wasn't.
And just hit him ninth. Of course not.
I think that's
no
player,
one was.
I think that's the player that Sarah was most excited about.
Are you guys,
saw him on
are
the list.
You guys aware that I think it was at the 2000 like All-Star game, and was that in New York City?
No, that was in Atlanta.
There was an All-Star game in New York
We're
City.
Talking about baseball?
At the height of NSYNC's popularity. They went out to do the national anthem, I guess, and were getting booed mercilessly by the crowd before they started. They started singing, and by the end of it, like got a standing ovation because they were that good.
That's like Rocky going into
Wait,
Russia.
Wait, is this NSYNC or Backstreet?
No, it's NSYNC. Like, I saw it come up in the old randomly came up on one of those just you're scrolling Instagram mindlessly, and it's like, it was basically our Ben Tenuta writing, people forget NSYNC turned that Bronx crowd around.
Aaron Rodgers, in this annual Jeremy Fowler-produced poll for ESPN, the former Steelers reporter, Jeremy talks to 70 NFL coaches, executives, and scouts, and they rank every position, the top 10 at every position. And this year, the quarterback list is out. Rodgers did not make the top 10. He did not make honorable mention, but he did receive votes. And if this is done the way I think it's done, in the also receiving votes category, from that list of guys, there are 1, 2, 3 who receive more than him. So that means he would be the 16th ranked quarterback in the NFL. Top 10, 2 honorable mention, 12, and then 13, 14, 15 receiving votes. So smack dab in the middle among NFL quarterbacks, but some people inside the league still thought enough of him to give him top 10 votes.
I can explain that first part, that last part, I think, pretty clearly. I still think the arm.
I can't because he wasn't good last year.
I still think the. I know, but well, there's two factors here. I think they still look at the arm and say the arm's got plenty of snap, plenty of jump to it. The ball still does come out looking like an Aaron Rodgers ball, like 90% of the time, I would say, maybe 85%. I think most people look at him, and the ones who would have given him top 10 votes, and say he wasn't the problem. The weird, dysfunctional, Brick Johnson-led New York Jets were the problem. If he had that season with a more respected franchise, like, say, the Steelers, even though locally here we kind of roll our eyes at the whole the Steelers are the gold standard anymore kind of talk, I think a lot more people would be putting dirt on his grave. I think that level of belief is a function of the arm still being lively and him having done this for the New York Jets, a team that can historically not get out of their own way. The AFC East's answer to the Cleveland Browns.
I think it's very fair to him because, I mean, I would probably think he's like in that 16 to, what, 22 range?
High end, he's like 12th. Low end, he's probably 20th or 21st.
Yeah, so, I mean, as boring as that is, I think they got him pretty much in the correct spot. You could maybe, I don't know who, because they don't have the full list, so, like, we don't really know who's behind him. Per se, or do we? Like, who are the guys that
who's
got
number
less
32?
Votes than
we
him?
Think
Tua and Bo Nix got votes, but not as many from the looks of things.
I would actually put Bo Nix ahead of him before I put Tua ahead of him at this point. So I do think he's probably better than those two guys.
Okay, thought exercise for
wait
both
a minute.
Of you.
You think he's better? Bo Nix threw 29 touchdown passes as a rookie and got his team to the playoffs last year. I got to put Nix ahead of him.
Thought exercise for
he
you,
threw
though.
More, based on Dom's logic of touchdown passes being everything, Bo Nix is better than Aaron Rodgers, right, Dom?
If Rodgers, though, played for Sean Payton, you think Rodgers would do a worse job than Bo Nix did last year?
No, probably not. But so Bo Nix did it as a rookie, and he has room to grow and get better.
I understand that. And Bo Nix's first like three games stunk, so the season looks even better when you take into account that fact. But I still think that's your inability to answer in the affirmative for Bo Nix there speaks to how much I think people put the Jets stuff on the Jets. And you just said it, if you put him with a really good offensive coach, I think you would probably tell yourself, he's Aaron Rodgers and he's Sean Payton.
Yeah, is he playing for a good offensive coach here?
No.
Then why is he ahead of those guys? Because they're still playing for good offensive coaches, too, and Bo Nix.
The people making this this list harbor the same delusion that the national media does, that the Steelers are still like a Tiffany franchise that's run that way. Am I being too negative again today, or am I just being real?
No, I don't think it's
I'm just trying to explain why I think he's still got some love. Ben, for all of his fitness, post-elbow injury, Ben was not the same player anymore. His arm strength was not what it used to be. He wanted to throw it quick. When he tried to throw it deeper down the field, it did not have the same zip that it used to.
Right.
Rodgers is a guy who never needed his lower body to throw the ball hard and accurate. Still can. It's almost like he goes back there the way Vic used to in his prime. He flicks his wrist, and that ball is out there on a line. And so I think people see that, and it's hard to say the guy's dead and buried as a quarterback when he still throws a prettier ball than like 85% of the league.
I think that he's right where he should be. And I also think that the Dolphins, by the way, are going to fall flat this year. That's just a random aside. I think Boy Genius is going to go to the unemployment
maybe
line.
But I'll just say this about Tua. When he isn't concussed and when he plays, he wins for the most part. I mean, that's not true of Aaron Rodgers the last 25 games of his career. He lost with New York, and his end of his career with the Green Bay wasn't good. They had a game against a team that had been eliminated from the playoffs earlier in the day at home, and they lost, and he wasn't good in it. People have like also erased that from memory.
People have
selective memory about it. And then the next quarterback went in there immediately in his first year as a starter and made the playoffs in back-to-back
years. No, that's a fair point. I think that's the best point you've made so far on your side of this, is that last year
Jordan Love made the Packers better than the Aaron Rodgers Packers.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt. That last year in Green Bay, because of how good the years immediately prior to it had been, got memory hold.
Do they have Love ahead of him on this?
He's on the honorable mention team.
Okay, because I would say that Love's a better.
Yeah, he's
Stroud and Love.
Man, Stroud only being honorable mention is pretty interesting.
You know, tell me how you guys reconcile this. And I don't think, Chris, I don't remember exactly where you fell on this, but I think Donnie might have disagreed with me. So Matthew Stafford is 6. Mm-hmm. And I said of Stafford, he was the one guy the Steelers could have gotten in the offseason where I would have said if they could have landed this guy, my total outlook for the franchise changes, because I do actually think you can win playoff games and compete for a Super Bowl with him because he's that good. And the people inside the NFL agree with me because they put him 6th. They put him ahead of guys like, let's see here, Justin Herbert, Jalen Hurts. The guy that won the Super Bowl, they've got Stafford ranked ahead of.
He's ahead of everybody but the obvious 4 that I don't even need to name because I think most of our listeners know, and Jaden Daniels.
So I don't know. I don't remember if this was quite your opinion, Donnie, but there were, when we were having the Stafford conversations, there were people that said, why would you trade for Stafford? You're not that close to winning. And now people have Rodgers, and they say, actually, we do have a chance. Stafford's better than Rodgers.
I think
by orders of magnitude, as you like to say.
I was sold on Stafford in one game where from a lot of that game against the Eagles, to the credit to some degree of the Rams defense, they hung close in those bad conditions. Stafford absolutely had the eventual champion and kind of like easy champion completely on their heels, making plays. And as I have brought up numerous times, if Kevin Dotson doesn't false start, they probably win that game. And who knows, you know, what the butterfly effect there is. Stafford can absolutely get it done, like at a very high level. He still has more arm talent right now than Rodgers. He's one of the few guys at his best, Pony, who when his arm was at his best, you could compare it favorably to Rodgers. I also think Stafford's a tough SOB. Man, he gets hit a lot. He takes punishment. He makes plays. We've seen him be a good quarterback in multiple systems. Like, he is somebody that I had to think about it for a while, but yes, if you trade for him, you become Matt Stafford's team, and that is a good thing.
Yeah, I've come around on that. They would have been a lot better with him. I mean, I forget what kind of price they were even talking.
It would have been a lot.
At that point.
Yeah, he's kind of got,
which,
like,
I think that was more of my holdup than saying that he wasn't a good player.
He's kind of a weird guy because when you look at his like passer rating numbers, some of the raw numbers we always cite to like rate these guys historically, it doesn't jump off the page at you at all. But it feels to me like every time you don't drive the stake through Matt Stafford, he'll beat you. He beats the Bills the way he did. He almost beats the Eagles, but through no fault of his own, doesn't. Like,
but here is the other thing that I do remember when we had the Stafford discussion.
Yep.
Chris said, okay, he's behind the 4 guys at the top who I don't even need to name. Which conference do all 4 of those guys play in?
AFC.
That's the big issue.
I know. That's a very good counterpoint.
So why does anybody think Aaron Rodgers can win here then? He's got the same issue and he's not as good as Stafford.
No, I mean,
right?
I think people saying
I don't think they're winning at all.
The fact that people think he's going to be transformative to them, I think, is misguided. I will say Stafford is good enough, Donnie, as fair as that point might be on your part, and I've brought it up a million times. He would make me feel like I was actually bringing a gun to a gunfight against those.
Aaron
and he loves that style of play. Like, he gets into that.
He can go toe-to-toe.
But I think he thrives on it. They scored 44 points against the Bills. Let him up.
Aaron Rodgers has 2 things going for him. He has name cachet. And the price is right. And the 1 year, $13 million, Steelers fans now, they do the thing that they make fun of Pirates fans for, where when they get a quarterback on a deal or a bargain, they do cartwheels for it. It's only $13 million. He's better than a $13 million quarterback. Look how much money Daniel Jones is making. Look how much money Justin Fields is making. They get excited because they're saving money, which, like, okay, if he had made that decision in March, or you would have been able to apply that savings to this year's team,
but
they
didn't.
That's
not even the point. That's not even the point. My stock answer when anyone brings that up is, if he's still so good and you have so much belief in him, why was he available for that little money? When people ask me, hey, man, what do you think Rodgers is going to do? I pretty much give them 2 answers. I think he can be better than what they had last year. And then I say, but I think there was a very good reason that he was available to be had for as little money as they paid.
Do you have any issue with some of the guys that were put ahead of him on this list? So you've got Love and Stroud, who were the honorable mentions.
No,
of course
issue.
Not. Kyler Murray.
I kind of do have an issue.
Really?
He's better than Rodgers.
It's more of a receiving votes.
Yeah.
It's more of a Kyler Murray, is he really that good issue? I've seen him play good football for stretches. I'll never believe that, though.
Yeah. I mean, he usually falls apart late
That's
in the season, just about every year.
I feel like he's super exciting, but is he actually good?
Also, that used to get attributed to Cliff Kingsbury, by the way, that it was Cliff Kingsbury's offense that would fall apart, and they proved last year that that's actually not the case.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, I would put Murray ahead of Aaron Rodgers just because he's got more left in the tank.
But
I'm not a Kyler guy either.
Yeah, exactly.
Purdy.
Nope, no issue.
Don?
I think it's closer than some would want to admit. I mean, honestly, I think I'd go Rodgers.
I wouldn't.
Really?
I wouldn't. Man, we're at the point with Purdy where he's getting crapped on by enough people as being a total product of that system where I actually think he's become underrated, not overrated.
But he didn't play that well last year when those guys were out, Chris.
Right, like when he loses guys.
That's the point Donnie has going for him.
I understand that.
I'm not sure there's a lot there.
I still think there's a lot there. I think a lot of guys might play poorly when some of their main guys are missing. Like,
he was 6-9 last year with 20 touchdowns and 12 interceptions. That's not big contract extension worthy.
It's
like
still
he got
better than Rodgers.
Not last year. It wasn't.
I think it's still better by wins and losses than Rodgers. And I think
I feel better about my pick there.
I still think Purdy's better.
I mean, I'll take Purdy, too, because he's younger, and I do think that he's got potential for a bounce-back season because those guys have gotten healthy there.
I still think he executes their system at a very high level. Like, people act like, well, he's in the Kyle Shanahan system. That should be discounted. Not everybody can run the Kyle Shanahan system.
No, but we've seen a lot of guys who were schmoes who have, though.
If the Kyle Shanahan system was literally infallible, when he tore up his arm against the Eagles and they had to bring in, who was it, Josh Johnson?
Yep.
He should have been able to step right in off the the way people talk about that system.
I know, Chris.
He should have been able to step in off the street, basically, and just make every easy
they
throw.
They went to a Super Bowl with Garoppolo and he stinks. I mean, isn't that really, like, that's the ultimate rebuttal here? That system got Jimmy Garoppolo to the Super Bowl.
Brock Purdy, I don't know. I feel like this is one of those ones I shouldn't have to, like, itemize my defense list here. I think Brock Purdy, just look at the two players play the position. Who's obviously a good player and who obviously was a product of the system? I can tell you what my answer is.
Dak was ahead of Aaron Rodgers, too.
I'm more fine with that, actually, than I am with...
If you put Dak
like
on the Niners, what would they
Murray.
Do?
What year? Last year?
Just put Dak on the Niners, period. Put him in the beautiful, wonderful Shanahan offense. They win the Super Bowl?
No, they don't.
I mean, I think Dak is better than Aaron Rodgers, though. Good luck with George this year, Dak.
Yeah, I think he is, too. I mean, 2 years ago, he probably should have won the MVP. And then last year wasn't as good, but...
I mean, I think Dak, when he's on, he spins it and he can put up a ton of points. I think there's kind of a weird...
The problem with Aaron Rodgers...
like the weird vortex there in Dallas.
The issue with Aaron Rodgers is that we're far removed, but we're not that far removed from him being one of the best quarterbacks
in the
NFL.
I know, but you just cited the last year in Green Bay as being a major thing. We are... But hold on again. In like the NFL, if a guy was coming off of two straight bad seasons... who didn't have his name recognition, I think we would put him in the ground as a viable player.
But here's the thing. People don't even want to recognize that last year was a bad year. Dom comes on the air and says things like he was just as good as Josh Allen last
year. Dom is still a student at Syracuse at the end of the day.
Is that what I said, Pony? Quote me correctly.
You said almost as good, he had better numbers.
I said he had better numbers.
He didn't have better numbers, though.
He did have better numbers, though.
What were the better numbers?
He had more, more touchdowns? Or no?
Okay.
I don't know. He had more something. I know he had better numbers.
More something.
He didn't have more total touchdowns, that's for sure.
He didn't display quite the same will to win.
Didn't win as many games. QBR wasn't as good. Passer rating wasn't as good. All those things. But by the numbers, he was better, according to Dom.
Donnie, this is Syracuse on Syracuse crime right now.
He had more pass yards per game.
Counting stat, doesn't matter.
As many touchdowns. The point that I made by sending that out was that he's not washed. He has numbers that are on par with the MVP.
Dom,
and the Super Bowl MVP, Jalen Hurts.
Dom, then you put out another list after that ranked the top five quarterbacks, and Aaron Rodgers was in it. So what are you talking about?
Tom Brady and Arch Manning were also in it. That was a joke.
I can't keep up with which tweets you send out are real ones and which ones are jokes.
You are one to talk, my friend.
Yeah, admittedly, Pony, I was thinking you were hoping you were sending out a joke tweet when you said, this could be the makings of the Pirates rotation in 2028. Paul Skeens, Bubba Chandler, Seth Hernandez, Hunter Barco, and Jared Jones.
Yeah.
Ah, yes, because so many people feel that it is highly likely Paul Skeens will still be a Pirate in 2028.
Well, Nightingale and Mackey do.
Okay.
Those are two pretty big baseball insiders.
What does Jeff Passan think?
Jeff Passan thinks that Major League Baseball is going to force the Pirates to trade Paul Skeens before July 31st, is what it
sounds like. You on this show said that you thought Seth Hernandez would probably be a realistic replacement for Paul Skeens, so you can't possibly believe
that
he'll be on at the
same time. Oh, look at this guy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, we're live here at Cam Hayward's annual celebrity softball game. It's the fifth annual. I put my undefeated record on the line. One of the guys who is standing in the way of that is sitting across from me right now. He's playing on team offense. He's going to have to overcome horrible managerial decisions by the people coaching your team. I'm talking about Duck Hodges, who's with us. Duck, Andrew Filippone, Chris Muller, Donnie Football. How are you today?
What's going on, guys?
What have you been up to?
Busy. A bunch of country concerts,
yep.
A bunch of selling land, and now we're here. Now I'm sitting here with y'all.
Selling land?
Yeah, you know, selling a bunch of duck hunt land, farm land, all that good stuff.
What makes, other than having to have water on it, explain this to me like I'm 5 years old and definitely from, you know, Pittsburgh and not, you know, Georgia or wherever, what makes good duck hunting land?
You got to be west of the Mississippi River.
Really?
Yeah.
Why
yeah.
is that?
That's the flyway. Arkansas, Missouri, North Dakota.
Oh, so you got to check out, like, migratory patterns and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
We're not. All right, there's already way more into this than I thought.
We're not shooting any ducks here in Pennsylvania, so.
Honestly, you've got me interested now because I would have just thought, all right, where there are ducks and water, all right, that's good duck hunting
land. Maybe this is a dumb question. How often do you still duck hunt?
What do you mean? I mean, I duck hunt more now than I ever have. You know, duck season runs November to end of January, so basically all winter. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm duck hunting.
You got
Arkansas, North Dakota, just traveling.
North Dakota?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you miss it when you were still heavily focused and invested in football?
Definitely. I mean, opening day, like when I was here in Pittsburgh, opening day of duck season, I would still like wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, text my boys, be like, hey, did y'all get the hole y'all can hunt opening day? So, yeah, I've always been invested in it no matter where I've been.
Who got you into it?
Man, honestly, we just grew up hunting when I was a kid, and then a guy at my dad's work was like, y'all ever tried duck hunting? We were like, nope. We tried it one day. We shot one duck, thought it was the coolest thing ever. And then now if we shoot.
And you said what's the season again? Months of the year?
Basically, you know, in the fall into winter.
Man, I just, the thing about hunting, no issue with if I got to pull the trigger, but man, it just seems like you're sitting still in the cold for a long time. On some, is
it
early?
It's a lot of patience, yeah. Small Z.
That's what I mean.
It's a little different duck hunting. Like you know, you're basically a lot more camaraderie. You're with a group of guys. Like you're not just sitting there, like can't move.
And are you hunting with like a dog that's got to go get them? Because you're talking to two guys right now whose extent of our duck hunting is Nintendo pointing the little gun at the screen.
I put the gun right against the screen.
Yeah, you got a dog and all that good stuff. So,
What's the best breed of dog?
A lab.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where is the best place to go? You said west of the Mississippi, but like, is there a specific spot?
My spot?
Well, no, hold
He's
on.
Not gonna share.
Tell us your like sixth best spot or something like that. Somewhere in the top 10.
Yeah, I mean, man, you know, Arkansas, North Dakota, Canada. I mean, that whole, if you basically draw a line from Canada down through to the Dakotas, all that stuff. I mean, that's all good duck hunting.
Are geese up in Canada as mean as we hear? I see geese attacking people, like on the golf course. Guy gets knocked over and like beat up by a goose. I mean, when you're holding the gun, I imagine they're not that tough. Yeah. But like, you ever been run up on by a goose?
No, I've never been attacked by a goose.
Did you? This is another weird question. Did you feel like things from hunting made you a better quarterback, and things playing quarterback made you a better hunter, and vice versa?
I just did a podcast and got asked the same question, and honestly, no. I don't think so. I mean, duck hunting's, you know, getting up early in the morning, drinking beer, having a good time, no similarities.
What was the better rush, like a perfect shot, like a tough shot on a duck? I'm serious. Well, the man, Donnie, you're laughing, but spinning one in there, like it doesn't even have to be for a touchdown. But knowing you made like a perfect throw against tough defense, or like you got to take a very difficult shot, but you make it.
I think spinning one in there. I mean, that's.
Dupree used to say you spun it like nobody's business in practice. I still remember
that.
Not
everyone can do that.
Right.
You know, everyone can, you know, make the shot. So.
Okay. I was going to say, you haven't seen us attempt to fire a gun because I think I went 0-33 shooting clays till I figured out what my dominant eye was.
Duck, it's been almost 6 years since you played.
Is that how long it's
been?
Yeah,
man. And it's still interesting how this is cool. It's got to be for you. How much of a cult following you have among Steelers fans. They love you. When the list of players came out for this event, so many people were ecstatic that you're back in Pittsburgh for this.
Hey, it feels good to be back, and I love them. I mean, Pittsburgh gave me everything I could have dreamed for, and it's, man, they're great. And, yeah, it's awesome getting back on Twitter, you know, and seeing Duck come back. I'm like, look, I ain't played in 6 years. Like, hold up now.
What would you say is your top moment on the field?
Man. I would say probably when we played the Browns at home.
That James Washington touchdown pass?
That was
I honestly think, I mean, take touchdowns, take all that out of, I think there was a moment in the fourth quarter when, like, the stadium started chanting Duck. And I'm like, dude, I mean, this is it's pretty cool. I mean, it's like my Rudy moment, you know what I'm saying? So
we talked about that game last week because we did, like, the nerdy summer radio guy thing where we were going through every season.
Yep.
And picking out, like, the best Steeler game from every
game
season.
From each season.
Yeah. And I said, I think for 19, I would say the game where they got the Browns 2 weeks after the Rudolph-Garrett thing, Duck started. The touchdown to James Washington still, I mean, that stood up over the last, like, 5+ years. That's a mega highlight.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And Baker was their starter. So it's Hodges beats number one overall pick.
And then the week before, I mean, not to brag on myself anymore. Yeah. But
do it. Kyler Murray, hey, please.
Two Heisman winners, back-to-back weeks.
State of Oklahoma probably doesn't want you duck hunting there for a while, given what you did to those two.
Who was the person that was proudest of you when that was going on? When you were making that run and you had this huge following and people were falling in love with you, who was the person that was like –
I mean, my parents. Yeah. I mean, yeah, my parents, my brother. I mean, my brother's my biggest fan.
Bigger brother, little brother?
He's a younger brother, but he's bigger. they were definitely the most proud. I mean, obviously, I was, you know, I put myself in that category. Like, I was most, you know, really proud of the whole situation. A lot of fun, a lot of good times.
What was it like? So, just because I can't imagine being in the situation, period. But you start the season, you're where you are on the depth chart.
Mm-hmm.
Just to... From it going to, like, okay, I might get in now, like, to it being real, you know what I mean? Like, that transition from I've thought about this a lot, but now this is happening. Like, I am starting. There are 70,000 people here.
I mean, it went from, like, you know, being on the practice squad to, like, hey, I'll probably never see the field, never be activated to, like, 2 weeks later, Ben goes down, get activated, to 2 weeks later, play him. So, like, it was just like, there wasn't really a whole lot of time to think about it. It was just like.
Probably better that way, too, because you just got to go in and do, like, hey, this is what I've done for my whole life.
Just go in there and do it. You ain't got to think about it.
I was at the game in Cincinnati when you went in for Mason.
That touchdown is my favorite.
James Washington.
That was my favorite touchdown, yeah. Yeah.
And I'll still, because I was waiting for you guys to come through the tunnel in the locker room, and I still remember, I don't know what he said to you, but with the way Tomlin had his arm wrapped around your shoulder, like, you just came into an NFL game and bailed our ass out. Thank you so much. It seemed like he was saying, from my perspective on that.
He didn't say that, but it felt like that.
It looked like it.
Yeah, it felt and looked like it, so yeah.
What was he like to play? I mean, obviously, the expectation might be different, but did he always says next man up.
Absolutely, yeah.
Is that how you got treated when hey, you're our guy now, so.
100%, yeah. Coach Thomas, he's the man. I mean, what y'all hear him say, that's what he believes in. And, yeah, next man up. It's, hey, next man up, and if you don't get the job done, we'll find someone else to do it.
Who was the first teammate when it was your show, it was going to be you, who, like, came up to you, and did anybody come up to you and, like, give you kind of, like, a, hey, you can do this, like, we believe in you? Do you remember a guy, like, specifically one player coming up to you and saying that?
Yeah, honestly, that Bengals game, I remember telling Joe Hayden before the game started, like, hey, I'm the best rookie quarterback on the field, and I wasn't even playing. And then, like, he came up to me. I mean, and so, I mean, Joe, I mean, Ben, I mean, I had a lot of support from the guys, Juju, James Washington, James Conner. I mean, you know, I felt like I was a good locker room guy, so they all had my back, believed in me, all that good stuff.
What do you think of Aaron Rodgers?
Dude, I mean, I think he's got one more left in him.
Yeah?
Let's do it.
What do you think makes him, like, what is it about him that makes him one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time from a former quarterback?
I mean, I've always said, like, you know, I would, talent-wise, like, if you ran all the quarterbacks that's ever played through, like, a quarterback challenge drill, like, he's probably going to win it. I mean, he's got
– Ben even said that about him.
Yeah.
He was, like, one of the few guys Ben just said, like, he can do stuff I can't
do.
Wow. Yeah. He's got a better arm than Mahomes,
I mean, he's just talented, man. I mean, raw talent.
He can – I was going to say, we were talking about spinning it earlier, man. He has – he's made some throws that just make me – I would imagine, like, as a fellow quarterback, you'd,
dude,
like, look at him.
Throws that you like.
Like, scratch your head and how is that possible kind of thing.
Yep.
I got a duck hunting one.
Best right. Back, yes.
Best player that you, like, took out for a duck hunt.
Ooh,
like,
who
was the best one?
James Washington.
I knew it, dude, because he's
– Yeah, he's an outdoorsman, loves to hunt, all that good stuff.
He's from a pretty rural area, isn't he?
No, Ben's coming this year, though. We've talked about it. I'm going to play golf with Ben – tomorrow. I played with him a few times.
How are you on the golf course?
We're working on it.
He's a good guy to learn from. He knows around the course.
I'm a 10 handicap. I mean, nothing special, but I can hold my own.
Well, you're just in that, like, perfect bubble to be. It's frustrating enough because you know you could be really good if you can get over that little hump.
I'm in that perfect bubble where I can win a lot of money on the right day.
And you could lose it on the wrong day, too.
That's right. Well,
hey, Doc, it was great to see you and catch up with you again, man, and we're going to be, I guess, enemies on the field here in a little while, but
it's all business once we're
out there.
That's fine.
He's a total junk baller up there. If you've never seen, like, a junk balling slow pitch softball player,
are you pitching?
I'm pitching, yeah.
Oh yeah, he's going to be like trying to live on the outside corner to every hitter.
So here's the quick story with that. A few years ago, I gave up a home run in this game where it went out of the park,
like, not over the temporary fence, out of the.
And then they made fun of me for it on McAfee.
Is it, like, slow pitch?
I mean, yeah,
it's true slow pitch. Right. Somebody just parked one, like, 410 feet off.
They made fun of me on McAfee for it.
Who did that? Who hit it?
Joey Molinaro, actually.
Joey?
Yes.
Out of all people?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just surprised he did that.
Yeah. Oh, dude, he clobbered it,
I mean,
too.
Crushed it.
That gets my
confidence
up.
And then he did, like, the little strut into third base. Like, he went in reverse for two steps.
You say that, but then Jason Gildon, who was the Steelers' all-time sack leader before James Harrison and T.J. Watt broke his records, but he injured himself striking out in this game where he had to get medical attention. So
something's going to
happen. Don't judge a book by its cover, is all I'm saying. But anyways, so what I do every year is I watch back the clip of them making fun of me before I pitch to give me, like,
get
a
you
hype. Yeah. Anyways.
I appreciate it,
guys.
All
right, dude. Great to see you, Doc.
Yes, sir. Thank you all.
Thanks, man.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, we are live here at Wild Things Park, now known as EQT Park. Gates are opening here for the Cam Hayward Celebrity Softball game. We are down the right field line in front of the Wild Things team store. Why is our sales guy Brent calling me right now? Doesn't he know that we're on the air? He's been sitting here with us the entire show.
He might not know the exact timing of the show. He probably is asking you if X, Y, or Z is a good person to have on. Man, Duck is fun to talk to, isn't he? I was saying to you guys off the air, I'll say it on the air. He had a one-season stint with the Steelers. I just think he has, like, the perfect attitude about it, grateful for the chance. I think you can – remember that Michael Block guy you told me he was going to outlive his 15 minutes because he was going to try to make too much out of it? I think Duck has just, like, the best attitude ever about it. You could tell he enjoyed the hell out of every second of it, values it, but seems, like, very chill and at peace with, like – his, you know, like life now. I get to hunt duck all the time.
Impromptu list now that Mulsey brought that up. Who are the best call sports characters in Pittsburgh of the last quarter century?
All right, question. Is a guy like Makoviak?
Yeah, like how are we defining
is like Rob
that?
Makoviak too established of a player to have qualified?
I don't think he has a cult following. If Rob Makoviak showed up at a Pirates game, he'd get a smattering of applause.
No, I know. Okay.
If Duck Hodges showed up, 80,000 people would scream his name and go bananas.
Okay,
for him.
So, I mean, I feel like this guy, I don't know if he's like too good of a player. What about like Russell Martin? All because of that
I think
home
he's
run.
Too good. I think he's too good. I think it has
like
to be.
Burnett, too good.
I think it has to be a guy who flashed for a very brief time and place. Wasn't heard from really after that, but like left a very. Like, was a fan favorite. I mean, a guy like Duck who won some of the games he won for them and made some of the plays. With
like, if Louis Domingue had gone on a long playoff run, he would have been one of those guys. So that makes Johan Hedberg one, for sure.
The Moose, yeah, for sure. Moose is a good one.
Did anybody for the Pirates just get, like, red hot, white hot? John Holtzcombe?
Holtzcombe was the first.
Nagowski.
Holtzcombe was the first name I thought of in that particular respect.
Look at this guy.
This guy's probably got an idea or two about this question. Holtzcombe definitely qualified because he was just here and then gone out like a true fart in the wind, and he was awesome while he was here.
Matt Light, Pittsburgh's number one stand-up comic, has stopped by.
Hold on, Donnie got to get his
is that Red
mic.
Bull with booze or just Red Bull?
Right now it's just Red Bull. Yeah.
How you been, man?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
Yeah. It's nice weather. Hopefully we don't get rained out.
You're on Pony's team tonight, which means you don't have to deal with him junk balling his way through the other lineup 5 miles an hour at a time.
Do you play like a scout? No, I'm on against
you.
I'm on offense.
I thought it said
I'm offense.
That looks like a
That's a
defense.
That says defense.
They just switched me.
They're
then you that's a huge upgrade.
Yeah, you just, got on the winners.
To the Dodgers, bro.
You went from the outhouse to the penthouse.
But I'm team offense. Did you guys get these on DH gate? I don't think these are real jerseys, dude.
No, you got to talk to Tony about that.
Wait, is your name on the back of that?
I think so. Does it say light?
Yeah, your team defense.
Yeah, your team defense, whether you want to be or not, pal.
I'm fine. Defense wins championships.
And it has in this game because I'm 4-0.
All right. Pony just said it. We were talking to Duck Hodges before this.
Yeah.
We were thinking of, like, so it can't be a guy who was, like, too objectively, like, good for too long. Russell Martin was one of the examples of can't be this guy. Best cult hero type athletes in Pittsburgh sports history.
No, like in the last 25
years. 25
years.
This century. Yeah, this century.
What about the guy who hit a grand slam when his kid was born?
I said McCovey. Wait, I just thought of one, though. Drew Sutton. Not super popular, but a total rando out of nowhere.
Nobody knows who that is.
I like him.
Who'd he play for?
McHenry's one of them. McHenry's got a whole career.
Yeah, I'll be honest.
McHenry's
a good one.
Absolutely one of them.
Partly thank Carlos Marmol for TV.
Do you remember Brad Lincoln?
My dad loved Brad Lincoln.
He tried to fist fight me at McFadden's after blowing a game to the Cubs. I was the only person that went up to him and knew it was him. And he's like, get away from me. And he tried to fight me.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you go up to him and be like, nice pitch, jackass? Or did you go up and say, hey, tough one?
I just went up to him. I go, hey, man, good game like that. And then his boy was, you need to go away. I was like, or what? I go, anyone can beat this dude. Look at the Cubs. And then he left. But, bro, the best part is I was a server at Tambellini's at the time, so I didn't make any money. And I had a 2004 Chevy Cavalier. My car was better than his, like, lifted truck he had. He, like, a 91. Dude, he was the worst. Not a nice guy.
Who are the best? Who are the best three stand-up comics going right now?
Shane Gillis, and then you got to go Bill Burr just because of longevity, and then Chappelle. Those are the top three for me. But I like Stavros a lot. You know, I like him.
Who?
Stavros.
Oh, he's the bald guy that likes the Ravens.
Yeah. What's his character? Ronnie? Is that what he is? The Ravens fan. I like him. But no, I think Shane Gillis right now is in a league of his own.
Do you know what's a weird thing I didn't notice or I didn't know about, like, other comedians? Apparently, guys like the late Norm MacDonald, who obviously made me, like, laugh so hard I cried numerous times.
Yeah.
They all have a ton of respect for guys who they find funny who are also working totally clean, like Brian Regan.
Yeah.
Nate, Margatze, yeah.
Great.
Like, those two guys I get heard talk about, like, people are like, it's just impresses them as fellow comedians that they can go up there dead clean as a sheet, do a show for like an 8-year-old kid and get the adults to laugh. I'm amazed.
It's a completely different skill set. I mean, right now we have Joey Molinaro who's here, and he does stand-up comedy
as
well.
You opened for him. I was there.
I did. He's fairly clean, and like what he's been able to do
online is...
No, not at all. No,
I'm not saying one's better than the other.
I don't know why you let me on this, honestly.
Yeah, the FCC is monitoring your transmissions
here.
But like Brian Regan's golf joke.
Yeah.
Where it's like, he goes out for fours. I don't know. Like, very funny, objectively.
Yeah.
And I like all the guys you said, I think, are extremely funny, and they don't work clean.
I'm very bitter about it because I feel like you have to have a certain skill set to be that clean and that creative and smart.
Right.
Where my punchline can just be a swear word, and everyone's like, oh, that's a good one. Where they have to, they actually have to write. You know what I mean? So.
How long did it, like, when did you decide you wanted to pursue comedy?
When, in high school, they pretty much told me I wasn't getting into college. And they were like, you need to figure something out.
Well, okay, then I'm curious then, because, you need to figure something out. You decide I'll do comedy. I assume because you had, like, you made your friends laugh pretty easily, right?
I was the class clown. Okay. So it was either I wasn't doing homework and getting kicked out of class, or, you know, I had to do homework, and I didn't want to do that.
I know you're being like you're kind of short selling, obviously, the work that goes into this. Like, when was the first time you were like, all right, I'm going to sit down and try to write a tight five here?
I actually went straight to 25 minutes. So
really?
It was right after high school. I grew up, like, I did a lot of sketch videos because Tom Green was my hero, right?
Oh, my God, was he great.
Like, he's just
look at the wistful look in Pony's eyes.
Pioneer, did everything. I mean, like, Joe Rogan's podcast, everything like that.
What was the guy with the red hair that used to team up with him with the glasses?
Glenn Humplick. Hollywood Humplick.
I love that dude.
And how about the guy who would just sit in the back
and drink coffee?
Phil would drink coffee in the background.
You've talked about Glenn Humplick, like, multiple times unprovoked.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
Yeah. So him and Adam Sandler, I kind of just followed their path, what they did. And Sandler got into stand-up when he was 18, 19 years old. I graduated North Hills 2007 and a half after summer school. And then I ended up going on to just
Did I know
stand-up.
You went to North Hills? You and I know all
we
the same people.
We chatted about that a while. Cause I used
Matt Rombach, things of that nature.
Well, I used to prank phone call you guys when you were the Late Show.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, all the time. And we loved
Sober.
It. Yeah, no, never.
Never. I mean, that was kind of par for the course.
Here's one for you. Does Tim Robinson do anything for you?
Yes and no.
You know him, Don?
I think
you
should
leave. Yeah, we talked about his show, and you claim you hate him.
I can't. I watched the movie Friendship over the weekend, and I'm like, I don't know. Is this the point I'm supposed to laugh, or am I supposed to, like, this is effed up? Like, so I was kind of.
I just watched his show.
It's like Kill Tony for me. I understand it. I get that there's an audience for it, but it's not for me.
I don't laugh.
See, I don't know. I watched Coffin Flop from I Think You Should Leave.
Okay.
I think I laughed so hard I almost had like an asthma attack.
Yeah.
Because I don't know why. Like, clearly it's like an acquired taste, but for me that taste was acquired.
Yeah, it's a bit much for me. I can watch it in small doses. You give me like two sketches, I'm good. But anything longer than
give me somebody who universally is thought of as funny who you're like, I don't see it. I don't get it.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Wow.
What's the deal?
Awful.
What a take.
If you take Seinfeld and Curb Your Enthusiasm and see which one holds up now, only Curb. I think Seinfeld is across the board awful. He's not the funniest character on his show, first of all.
Not even close.
His stand-up has been the same act for 20 years. And he's always the one who goes, well, if stand-up's your job, you should be treating it like a job and writing every working every 8 hours and writing.
I respect that.
It's the same.
I respect that take on him. I will say the reason.
What do you mean? No, you don't. You love Seinfeld.
No, but the reason it doesn't hold up as much as Curb, if you're going to make that argument, is every single episode of Seinfeld, in theory, until the last season, could have been solved with a cell phone.
Yeah.
Like, they had so many contrivances of
the
90s. All right. Yeah. If I want. I'm trying to think of how to ask this because you might love this guy or hate him, and I want to put him up against somebody I know you like. All time comedians. I'll go with one of the names you gave for a current favorite. Shane Gillis or Mitch Hedberg?
Shane Gillis.
Oh, so you're not a Hedberg guy.
I love Hedberg, but it's the same thing where, like, with dry one-line comics, you can only do it for so long. Well, the only one I think that can go an hour and I can enjoy the whole time, he's a Pittsburgh guy. Can you guess who he is?
Oh, he just had a Netflix show that
graduated
came out, right?
From Upper St. Clair in 1996.
Wait, Jeselnik.
Anthony Jeselnik.
Yeah.
Dry one-liners.
Dry one-liners, very dark
humor. I haven't
seen
his act. Good.
He's phenomenal, man. He's so good. And it's funny because before he got famous, he used to do this thing where he would tell his joke and it would murder. And he goes, you think that's great? I'm going to do it as Dane Cook. And then he'd do a 30-second joke and then make it a 6-minute joke by just running around and go, hey, guys. And it was, dude, he was phenomenal.
I'm not proud of saying I once saw Dane Cook in State College at Penn State and I took a picture with him.
He's great. You can't hate him. Listen,
I saw Wanda Sykes.
He did the alien thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a true story.
You sell out Madison Square Garden in 2 days in a row. You're good. Regardless if you, like Larry the Cable Guy, not everyone's cup of tea, right?
No. Ron White was the king of the blue collar comedy
100%,
tour,
not even close. Talent wise, he was the best. But if you got a gimmick, like me, I've done the same act for 15 years in Pittsburgh, and I do well ticket wise. But if you watch me pound for pound, I'm not the best comic out there. But I make you feel. Like
I think your willingness to say that in person to us on the air is why one of the reasons people would love you, besides laughing with you. Like they're like, yeah, this guy's. He's just self-effacing.
He
yeah.
I think people take stand-up too serious. Like, everyone wants to hear our political opinions. Everybody think we're experts on everything. It's like, no, like, our job is for that 45 to an hour that we're on stage is to take away everything you're worried about and just forget about things and enjoy life.
I'm going to say this as somebody – I'm going to ask this as somebody who, like, has not watched Comedy Central regularly in probably a decade.
Okay.
Are they still getting comics out, young comics out there with, like, Comedy Central Presents?
No. No, I don't think that's happened probably since you said that about 10
years.
Man,
like, that was a bummer. You could catch some good stuff
randomly.
Premium
Blend was awesome.
Yeah, you could catch some really funny stuff, dude, watching it growing up.
You know who one of my favorite stand-up comedians is of all time and nobody talks about him? Do you remember The Amazing Jonathan?
No.
So he was a magician.
I thought you were going to say the guy that was an insomniac. What was his name?
An insomniac.
Dave Attell.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, did you guys ever hear of one of the best of all time?
I thought you were going to say Stephen Lynch.
No. I don't like the guitar and the music thing. I think Bo Burnham was the best at it, and I think everything after that.
Who was the dude who did the ventriloquism? Dunham?
Jeff Dunham.
Not a fan of that.
Not
he
a
sells
fan
out
of that.
PPG Paints Arena, though,
but
man.
It's one of those
things. You know, Gallagher sold out by smashing watermelons with a sledgehammer, too.
Maybe we should do that.
What about Carrot Top?
He's a genius, dude.
I saw him in Vegas.
See, it's unreal,
I didn't see the show. I saw him at the Super Bowl. He looked like he was on death's door, though.
Really?
Bad, bro.
Usually jacked.
I think that's the problem. I think he was artificially jacked, and then when he comes down it doesn't look so good.
All the chemicals and everything. Yeah,
I think he was on Liver King's monthly routine.
He looked like if the Crypt Keeper dyed his hair red. It was bad.
Oh, my God.
Matt, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, man, thanks.
Matt Light playing for the Winners, Team Defense.
I hope.
So, yeah, something he just found out 10 minutes ago.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.